I don't know why I always do audio booze in bed while I should be sleeping. It's about 5:20 a.m. Of course, I've got to yawn now. I was just going to say how I recently, someone wanted me to do a voiceover for their show, and I said, sure, no problem. And they're like, okay, I'll email you what I want you to say and just have it done. And I said, sure, over the weekend. And this was like a week or two ago. So I didn't get any emails, and I was like waiting for the email. They didn't send anything. Then I just got tired of freaking looking for it, and I didn't check my email for 2 days, and Valentine's came up, and then I see some messages on Twitter saying things like, oh, you just take money from PayPal and you don't respond back, and like, oh, we're just gonna treat it like we gave money to a homeless person, no big deal, do your thing, stuff like that. So they sent out a couple tweets like that, and then I get some emails like, what's going on, why haven't you returned my emails, I filed a dispute with PayPal. So I didn't even know I had the money in my PayPal account, but luckily I hadn't transferred it over. So now PayPal has put the money on hold, which means none of us have access to the $50. And I don't even know what happens next. Like, I don't know if PayPal has to get involved. I want to give him the money back. Like, I don't even know where it is. Like, it's in the fucking cloud or some shit. Like, just give him the money. And he keeps bugging me every day. Like, where is it? Where is it? And I just told him, like, I don't have time for your bullshit. Like, why do I have to just email back and forth? Like, you don't believe me. So I sent him a screenshot that I had zero balance in PayPal and that the money was on hold. And he just was like, that's a cool story and everything, and I'm sure you felt really good writing it, but the fact of the matter still remains, you claim to be an Apple fangirl, or should I say technology enthusiast, and you don't check your email every day. Hate to tell you, but you don't exactly qualify to be a tech enthusiast. Okay, thanks, bye. That is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, for someone to try to be like, oh, I'm gonna get her so low. Like, now I'm just gonna keep the money if PayPal doesn't. Just for him being an asshole to me. Like, I don't even care what the money goes for or what I buy with it. I'll fucking buy someone's dog shit and send it to him. I'll be like, sure, I'll send you a check. Give me your address. Mail him some dog shit. He's getting on my nerves. Why do I always end up in these crazy, stupid situations online? Though I was thinking about going on Fiverr and doing some... it's kind of funny, though. Maybe that's what I get for making a Fiverr account, and then I was going to charge him $50, or he's the one who came up with the price. So, anyways, that's what he gets for the fast turnaround that bit him in the ass. I think he used someone else's account because that's not even his name. The name that he had, and he followed me on Twitter. The name that he followed me on Twitter, which I blocked, is different from the name on his PayPal account. So I ended up blocking him on both of his Twitter accounts, and I think I'm going to ignore or block any more emails that he tries to send me, and I'm not going to mention his show. It's so stupid. It's from San Francisco, and it's ghetto, and I didn't, like, he wanted me to do a drop or a voiceover like months ago, and I didn't want to do it because this show, I heard it and it was so ghetto and stupid. I was just like, no way, there's no fucking way. And but then when he offered some money, I was like, fine, that's fine, like, whatever. But I wasn't gonna be like, oh, sure, right away, let me just get right onto it. Like, he said next time there's going to be a contract and blah, 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 and he got someone else to do it. I'm like, go ahead. Nobody that I fucking care listens to your show anyways. Like, we do have one mutual, like, friend, acquaintance that tech, oh wait, is he an Apple nerd? Oh, the one person that we share, I think he likes Apple. share as a friend, but yeah, he's getting a little butthurt and drama queen, and I don't know, I think ignore is just the way to go now, because I had a feeling once I sent the last email to him that he was gonna get all crazy. And he is, it's like, he just wants to fight. Like, he's one of those guys that would just fight a girl in public. Like, even arguing, or like, he's the reason why I don't date Latin guys. While I'm saying that, because I just got hit up on by, like, a couple Latin guys, on OkCupid tonight. I don't know. I'm not, I usually don't date Latin dudes. But alright. That's that. I'll let you know about this dispute. Oh my god, drama. Oh wow. I don't know how it works. I don't know if anyone else has had this happen before. I'm definitely not going to record anything. He didn't even send, I think he forgot to send the attachments too. He wanted me to say like 2 pages worth of stuff, which is a lot. And, whatever. He can suck a dick. Bye.